New Zealand iGaming Bill passes first parliamentary review. New Zealand's online casino bill, aimed at creating a regulated framework for online casino gambling, has successfully passed its first reading in Parliament. The legislation represents a significant step toward establishing a formal structure for overseeing online gambling activity within the country, which is currently dominated by offshore providers operating outside of local jurisdiction. The New Zealand government reaffirmed its commitment to consumer protection through the proposed law, emphasizing the need for safeguards in a market that presently lacks regulation. The unregulated nature of online gambling has raised concerns about player safety, financial harm, and a lack of oversight in the digital gaming sector. With the bill advancing through its initial parliamentary review, lawmakers are signaling a move toward greater accountability and player protection. Minister of Internal Affairs Brooke Van Velden stated that thousands of international gambling sites are currently accessible to New Zealanders, yet there is no formal regulation to ensure these platforms meet basic safety or harm minimization standards. She explained that the bill is designed to make online gambling safer for residents who choose to engage in these activities, while also ensuring that providers contribute financially to local services addressing gambling-related harm. Under the bill, the government intends to grant up to 15 licenses for online gambling operations. The license allocation process will be conducted via auction, and applicants will be required to meet stringent regulatory standards. Among these are the implementation of comprehensive harm prevention strategies and the provision of detailed compliance histories to demonstrate responsible business practices. NZ Department of Internal Affairs to lead oversight. The regulatory framework will be enforced by the Department of Internal Affairs, which will oversee licensed operators and ensure compliance with the new rules. The department will recover enforcement and administrative costs through licensing fees imposed on operators. Companies found to be in violation of the new regulations could face penalties of up to 5 million New Zealand dollars, according to the government's guidelines. Additional conditions attached to the licenses include the mandatory use of age verification systems to prevent access by individuals under the age of 18. Licensed operators will also be required to contribute 1.24% of their profits to a dedicated problem gambling levy. This fund will support services designed to assist those affected by gambling-related issues, reinforcing the bill's focus on harm reduction. Strict restrictions on advertising will be imposed, particularly regarding the protection of children and vulnerable populations. Operators will be prohibited from targeting minors through any form of advertising, and all promotional materials must comply with established ethical standards as defined by the regulatory body. Van Velden emphasized that the core objective of the bill is to protect New Zealanders by introducing robust safety measures for licensed online gambling operators. She noted that the legislative changes are not just about revenue generation, but primarily focused on creating a safer and more responsible gambling environment for all users in New Zealand.